On this edition of Hidden in Plain Sight, we're going deep under the Detroit River to a passage beneath the border. So imagine standing on the edge of a river, looking across at another country, so close you can almost touch it. Now imagine that the only thing separating you is a tunnel deep beneath the water, quietly linking two cities, two cultures, and two nations. And that is the Detroit-Windsor Tunnel. Nestled beneath the Detroit River, this tunnel is one of the only international underwater vehicle tunnels in the world. It connects Detroit, Michigan in the United States to Windsor, Ontario in Canada. More than just a shortcut under a river, it is a passage through history and time. Construction of the tunnel began in 1928 during an era of architectural ambition and engineering innovation. Here's a unique fact. When it opened in 1930, the Detroit-Windsor Tunnel became the world's third underwater vehicle tunnel and the first ever to connect two nations. Think about that. Before most people had ever driven a car across their own state, this tunnel let you drive from one country to another without ever seeing the sky. The construction of the tunnel was no small feat. The workers faced dangerous conditions, high-pressure environments, cold temperatures, and the constant risk of water intrusion. They used a method called the immersed tube technique, where sections of the tunnel were built on land, floated out on barges, sunk into a trench, dug in the riverbed, and then connected underwater like a giant metal puzzle. In fact, the Detroit-Windsor Tunnel was one of the earliest large-scale uses of this technique, setting the standard for future underwater tunnel construction. Now here's something many people probably don't know. In 1943, during World War II, the tunnel was actually shut down temporarily due to fears it could be sabotaged. Authorities were concerned it was a vulnerable point that could cripple cross-border transportation. Security was tightened, and it marked one of the first times in North American history that a civilian infrastructure was treated as a military target. Over the years, the tunnel has had its share of strange moments. One of my favorites, in 1987, it made headlines not because of a war or traffic, but because of a wedding. Yes, a couple from Windsor decided to tie the knot right in the middle of the tunnel. It was the first and probably the last time someone said, "I do," at an international border, with the wedding officiant standing right on the border line. And yet, the tunnel has remained resilient. In 1999, a massive upgrade began to bring it into the 21st century with new ventilation systems, lighting, and security features. Today, over 30,000 vehicles can pass through it on a busy day. And it remains a symbol of cooperation and connection, especially significant in a world that sometimes feels more divided than ever. So the next time you cross a border, whether by road or by air, think about this. Beneath the surface of a river, beneath the weight of history, commerce, and culture, lies a quiet tunnel that's been bridging nations for nearly a century. And not with fanfare or flags or fences, but with the simple promise of a road that keeps going and one that is hidden in plain sight.